97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
Well, this is big. Just yesterday, a judge struck down the Biden administration's ban on those non-compete agreements. That was supposed to take effect, by the way, September 4th. That was coming up. Earlier this year, the FTC voted, the Federal Trade Commission voted to pass that. And that was going to be huge because I know, Mark, you and I have talked about how working in media for years, I mean, every place I've ever worked, I've had a non-compete. Usually it's 6 months, sometimes it's a year where you can't go to a direct competitor.
Yeah.
And I support the judge overturning this because I understand there are some issues with some of these non-competes, but generally speaking, the government should not have its hand in the way that businesses are conducting their daily operations, the way that they handle employees. And on top of that, I think about all these small businesses. My sister and brother-in-law operate a small business in St. Charles County. A big corporation is going to come and offer probably more money and benefits, all these things that these smaller, the 99.9% of these small companies would never be able to offer. They just can't.
Yes.
And so naturally, anybody who would see that might go get training or go get, you know, a month worth of experience at this small business. And then all of a sudden they have the carrot dangled in front of their eyes and they're like, ooh, and then they just leave. So this small business has invested all of this time and money to train the person, get them up and running, only for them to leave a month later.
Well, here's the thing. This decision makes for some strange bedfellows because Joe Biden has stacked the FTC with his own liberal appointees, right? Who see this as a labor issue. And they want to claim that they see it as a labor issue because it defies the free market, which might seem confusing to conservatives who listen to it. Here's the problem with it. I'm not in favor of non-competes. I've had one my entire career. I understand why they work. It's frustrating. Individual states have banned them. Like, there is no such thing as a non-compete in Illinois. People can leave Channel 2 CBS in Chicago and walk across the street to Channel 7 ABC in Chicago or whatever their affiliations are there. They can be on the air here one day and on the air somewhere else the next day. There's nothing the TV stations can do about it. And their argument is that supports more competition because Channel 7's got to pay somebody more to get them to leave Channel 2 to come over there.
Right.
I agree with that concept, but I also believe the federal government, a federal government agency, cannot independently make that ruling. I said at the time when this decision was made, that's going to get overturned.
Yeah,
judge is going to overturn that because the FTC does not have the power to make a decision like that for private companies. Your non-compete, my non-compete, anybody's non-compete, the way it's written, you gotta either love or hate the lawyers. Basically says, in return for additional compensation, you agree that for 6 months or 12 months after your employment ends somewhere, you're not going to go work for the competitor.
Mm-hmm.
They had these in sales jobs. Like, if you can't walk out the door of one sales job and go across the street and start stealing the clients from your previous company for your new job.
Right. And then that to me is understandable. Like, I'll be the first to admit that these non-competes have been frustrating. They affected me. I mean, you have to wait. And it is irritating to wait the 12 months. But I also understand in 99% of the circumstances why these are in place. Now, keep in mind that this judge said, first of all, that the FTC doesn't even have the power to do what it did.
Right.
But this was also what the judge said. The commission's lack of evidence as to why they chose to impose such a sweeping prohibition instead of targeting specific harmful non-competes renders the rule arbitrary. I think that's well said. By the way, I wanted to play this clip for you. This was the head of the FTC talking about this whole situation when they initially decided to put it in place. with CNN. Listen.
After the FTC proposed this rule last year, we got 26,000 comments from Americans across the country sharing their stories of how non-competes had kept them stuck in abusive jobs, forced them to uproot their families, or prevented them from launching their own business. And just to give you a few examples, we heard from a bartender who was making less than minimum wage. She was subjected to harassment in her job, and so she found a better opportunity with a competing restaurant. But when she left for that better job, her original employer sued her for $30,000.
I actually know friends in media who have been sued. Not every company will do it, but I know some will. There are situations like that, which the person's claiming that they were dealing with harassment and stuff. There are obviously places where it's toxic. Like, objectively, you could probably say that's a toxic work environment. And in those circumstances, come on. I mean, that's one of the cases where I'm like, okay, this is ridiculous. If you are such a toxic work environment, I don't feel like someone should have to wait 6 months or a year. The problem is it's so subjective.
It is subjective. And I get the anti-competitive nature of it. But for a lot of these companies, you're talking about them trying to protect proprietary business information.
Right.
And you don't have to work for that company if you don't want to. Or you can choose to move to Illinois, where it's a state where they don't have non-competes. Does that mean uprooting your family? Yeah, probably. But that's your choice. See, it's a free country. You're free to move around the country, to paraphrase Southwest Airlines.
I just Googled, by the way, 4 states ban the use of non-competes. 33 states plus D.C. restrict their use.
Right. All I'm saying is I don't like the idea that it might hamper me financially. If somebody across the street wanted to offer me more money and I wanted to go over there, I can't. But it's also in media specifically. I'll just address this because we work in media. I think it's reasonable for a broadcast company to say, okay, you worked at Channel 4 for 15 years now. You've had a non-compete all that time. One reason you're valuable to our competitor across the street is that we have promoted your image through promotions and, well, billboards in some cases, on-air promotions, all of this stuff. We've built up your image over 15 years. We have a right to compensation if you damage us by walking across the street to the competition.
Right, because the viewers who were loyal to you will likely then move over to watch whichever station you'd go to.
That's not unfair. It's not unfair for them to have that point of view. I may not like it because I'd like to walk across the street to a maybe potentially a more lucrative position. But at the end of the day, I understand it. I think the state of Missouri, if they chose to ban that, they could. They haven't. It's just not up to a federal government agency like the FTC to randomly decide to make business decisions for every company in the country.
Mm-hmm.
I figured it would get overturned the minute it happened.
So I was making a point earlier about the typical duration of these non-competes. Mm-hmm. Every one that I've ever been involved in was either 6 months or a year. I've never seen one longer than a year in my experience. I would potentially support it, making it 6 months max. I don't know that I think it's necessary to wait a whole year.
The frustration for most people is if you get fired, why should your employer have the ability to restrict you from making money in your profession? And that's frustrating, right?
Well, that because was my situation. I lost my job at KMOV, and I still had a non-compete
for 6 months, and they'll sue you over it if you try to violate it. And I agree with you that's if they don't want you, why should they be able to restrict you from working somewhere else? That's the frustrating part of it. But again, I think it's a state issue and not a federal government agency issue. Or Congress and the president could get together and say, We think this is wrong, and we're going to pass a law that says you can't have non-competes.
Right, and I don't know how many companies actually do this. I see Rocky on Facebook is talking about how there were non-compete clauses in the semiconductor industry. I know a lot of industries have this, but
attorneys have them.
I mean, a bunch of people. Yeah, but sure. If they're the person we heard the chairperson there for the FTC was talking about some barber who had a non-compete. I actually wouldn't typically think about a hairstylist having a non-compete, but I guess that's a thing. But I mean, wouldn't you essentially? I know it'd be difficult, but couldn't you go work if you were that frustrated by it? Couldn't you go work for a company that doesn't have one? Because every company has one, right?
That's true. But a lot of industries, like the hairstylist industry, I think they have it because they don't want you stealing their clients for 6 months or a year. And then they're just trying to protect their
well,
business.
Yeah, because if you wait a year, the people are going to find somebody. Yeah, they're going to find a different stylist by then.
Right.
They're hoping that.
So you understand why businesses want it. You understand why the wording was put in there. They just got to go a different way to fix the issue. If they decide it's that important, it's something that Congress needs to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to because there are too many lobbyists up there fighting against that. Too many lobbyists for the Chamber of Commerce and all that would completely fight against that ever changing. So we'll see.
Yep. I mean, there will be an appeal on this. So, I guess, you know, just know that September 4th, that is no longer going to be a thing. So if you were banking on that because you're currently in a non-compete, sorry to tell you, that's not happening.
I know I walked down the hall and said, Steve Moore, on September 4th, you need to pay me more. I'm just going to walk across the street. And I could still hear the laughter as I was coming back down the hallway because they knew that wasn't going to change. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Get more at 971talk.com.